Yeah, I think, obviously the beginning of the year is always exciting. I think everybody is excited to be done with training camp and to kind of get into the game planning and into game week. So season openers always have kind of a little extra, anticipation build up to them. And night games always have a little bit, Monday night games always have a little bit extra to them. So I'm excited about it. Can't wait to get to kickoff.
Is this your first time opening up on Monday night?
I think it is, yeah. I think this is our first time since I've been here opening up on a Monday night.
What does that bring for you? I mean, just that added, perspective of the whole country's watching you.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a little bit longer week to get ready. And so you got a little bit extra time. But once the ball kicks off and you get out there and you start playing, it's the same old thing. And, the buildup's probably a little bit more than anything. And you got to be able to kind of keep yourself calm, keep yourself relaxed and stay, within your process.
How's the gelling process going with your new offensive line? A few new faces coming in the last few days.
Yeah. Certainly, a lot of changes kind of at that position. And it's something that we've got to make sure that everybody gets on the same page as fast as possible. I think our offensive line coach, Chris Morgan, has done a great job helping those new guys out. And I'm going to try and do everything I can to help those guys out as well. But it's something that, kind of in the last couple of years, we've kind of dealt with shifting offensive lines a little bit. And so I think we're probably better served having gone through that in the past.
How concerned, though, Matt? I mean, those are the guys that are sort of charged with keeping you upright. Any concern as a quarterback when you've seen that much shuffling and guys coming in a week, now they're in the starting lineup?
Yeah, but we've got guys, Andy Levitre is a guy that has played a lot of ball and has played a lot of ball at a high level. And so that once he gets out there, he's going to compete, and he knows what it takes in order to be successful. And I think the scheme-wise, he's a smart guy. In the 3 days that I've kind of had to be around him a little bit, we've kind of talked a little bit, and he's picked up a lot pretty quickly. And, we get out to our walkthroughs and do those kind of things, and he's been on point. So, I'm excited about these guys. I think they're talented, tough, and are going to play really hard.
Matt, on the same subject, though, what about the pass rushers that you're going to be going against? And what about Graham and Barwin and, just what they bring up front?
Yeah, Philadelphia's defense is really a formidable front seven. I think, you mentioned those guys. And across the board, I mean, they're relentless. And they were either first or second, something like that, in sacks last year at the top of the league in terms of getting after the quarterback. So, that's a point of emphasis for us. Obviously, we've got to be rock solid in our pass protection, and we've got to run the ball. I think running the ball, helps slow down that kind of stuff.
How do you think the running game, obviously, that would seem, if you're just looking at it on paper, you've got a rookie starting and another guy, just a second-year guy. Obviously, they've got a stud in Philly. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about your, the guys that are going to be back there for you? And obviously, y'all want to – you didn't really get a chance to see it much in the preseason, but you want to make that point of emphasis, obviously, running the ball.
Yeah, I'm excited about, our young guys. Obviously, I think they're all very talented. Love what Tevin brings to the table. He has some great speed. I think showcased kind of in that fourth preseason game in the first drive, it was the first chance to kind of get out there and play a little bit and feel pretty good and have some practice reps underneath him. And I think he showed what he can do. Devontae's a guy who, played more and more for us last year. I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by the situation. I think he's a talented, really talented player. Loves playing ball. I mean, those are the kind of guys that you want in your locker room on the field for you. So they're young, but they're talented. And I think those guys they're going to get better as the year goes on, and I think they're going to start fast for us as well.
Matt, their secondary, though, did give up 72 explosive plays last year. A little bit unsettled back there. Well, they do have the front. How do you look at their secondary back there?
They've certainly made some changes kind of in the secondary too. So the personnel's a little bit different from where they were at last year. I think when you look at what they do, I think they play well as a scheme. And so, the pressure helps the back end and, in their scheme, while they're giving up some big plays, they do play pretty sound defense. And so we've got to find ways, like every week, creating explosive plays is huge on the offensive end. And that's the task we have kind of right now, is to find ways to to make some of those big plays and those kind of lead to scoring opportunities.
Now, speaking of that, when you bring in an offensive lineman this late, anything special that you do as a leader of the offense to try to get him integrated as fast as possible?
Yeah, I think it's just spending as much time as you can in the meeting rooms, and on the practice field, going over, making sure they're comfortable kind of with everything that we're doing. And, any little tidbits or anything that, I can pass along, whether it's going to be different, how we're going to do things at, in the huddle, at the line of scrimmage, all of those kind of things. That's where you try and help them out the most. But these guys are working really hard, really, really hard. And it's fun to see.
Matt, what does a guy like Ryan's bring to the inside for that defense?
Kind of at that linebacker position, I think Kendricks, D'Amico, those guys, they're solid players, man. Really, really good. And they react well both in the run game and in the pass game. Usually, one guy or two guys are better at one. And I think those are two guys that do both really well. I mean, they react to the pass really well. They cover space. They're good at rushing the passer. They're good at playing the run. They're very solid, all over defensively. And, we're just going to have to take care of our business and play really well.